That was weird. She said it like I didn't call her or something.
Good morning, Michelle here.
Hey, Michelle, this is Jo with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I was supposed to hear from Dennis. No.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually one of his assistants over here.
Oh, okay.
On his team, so,
okay.
Yeah. How's everything going?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So it looks like you're interested in, our working capital, programs?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info over here, and we can go into a little bit more detail on what you'd like to do. So I have the company name, legal name Attachment Healing Center.
No, the legal name is Inner Guidance, LC.
Inner Guidance, LC. Dance, LC. Okay. And then the DBA is...
Attachment Healing Center, yes.
Okay. Center. Okay. I actually gave a call to the company number I had on file, but the person that picked up, it seemed like it might have been the wrong number. Can you, I'm just going to confirm with you and see if it's correct. I have a 505-237-0061.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh,
no, they
okay.
just do a really good job protecting me.
Maybe.
My time is really, really tight, so if they think you're calling to solicit something, they won't put you through.
Oh, well, she didn't even have give me a chance to talk. She was like, no, she's not here. Goodbye. I was like, okay. Okay. Just want to make sure we got the same company and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the structure of your business?
What is, I didn't understand the question. Try me again.
The structure of the business, are you a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
So it's an LLC, single member.
Okay. And when's the time in business?
2006 is when we opened, April.
Oh, nice. Okay. And I have the billing address here, 1025 Hermosa Drive, SC, Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes, uh-huh.
Perfect. All right, and then your email is michelle@nrguide.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Cool, so I have all the information here. So, you know, what are you looking to do and how much are you looking for?
We're looking to get caught up with back payroll taxes when the new...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need to know this, but when the new Medicaid company came on, it took us a while to get certified with them, and so that, despite the fact that we had made payroll in 3 payroll cycles, none of my clinicians left. So we took out one of those, I call them a loan shark loan, hopefully that's not what you are, and it was really hard to make all the payroll expenses, and so that's how we got into trouble. So.
Okay, so are you looking to get a loan to pay for that loan shark loan, or are you looking to pay for payroll right now?
No, the loan shark loan is paid off.
Okay.
At least that one is. Yeah, so we're just looking at, you know, we've got a really good agent that's working with us, so mm-hmm. we're just looking at being able to make a payment to be able to mm-hmm. show, you know, good faith, and while we, and we are certified with the insurance companies now, so mm-hmm. while we get back on our feet.
I see. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Let's see. And when do you need to buy?
I don't know. If we could have it by next week, that'd be great.
Okay. So the latest is next week. Okay. Okay. And how much do you need?
So it really depends on what the terms and all that mm-hmm. you're going to be able to get me, but I'd like somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000.
Okay. $100,000, $150,000. Okay. And then our loans are primarily based on sales. What was the gross annual sales like last year?
$1.2 million.
Okay. And then for this year, are you tracking to do more or about the same?
It's going to be more. Child Protective Services, I think that's a term that everybody uses. We've done a pilot with them. I just finished research on our model of treatment, and we did doing a pilot with the state, and they're advocating with the Medicaid insurance companies to get us a higher rate of reimbursement. So that's going to increase our revenue.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Let's see here. Tell me a little bit about your, your clinic. Are you guys like a hospital? What do you guys usually do there?
We're outpatient mental health, but we're not the standard run-of-the-mill. We work with a really challenging population, children who don't trust adults and end up in hospitals or treatment foster care or, you know, those higher level of cares, residential treatment. But we prevent them from going to that level of care, and they get better with us. So the problem is when they go to that higher level of care, they don't get better. They end up on meds. They get older, and they get worse.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are kind of like in between.
Yeah. Actually, we're like outpatient, so that means we work in the room with the family. And they lose their diagnosis with us, so we have a treatment.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's good. I mean, I've had a couple friends that were in foster care and all that, so I know it's not always the best thing. You know, they always have bad experiences and it leads to other things. And some people, you know, it's a good thing, you know, it turns their life around, you know, they have an adult that they, you know, can look after them. But I mean, it sounds like your program seems really good, you know, instead of before, you know, leading to that last resort of being in foster care and all that, try to fix it with the kid and the parents, and maybe something can, you know, some miracle can happen, right?
Yep, we do miracles.
That's good. Okay, and then are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then have you, you know, looked anywhere else for financing already for this?
Well, I've got, you know, the people I've done financing with before, they want to give me money, but I don't want another daily loan, so we're approved with them. I just said, you know, do you have anything, and they...
Phone was cutting out for a second.
Yeah. And then there was someone in January that, once again, I said, I'm not looking for a daily, and, you know, he had a promise of what he could get, but I didn't like the deal that they represented, so I didn't go with that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my phone was cutting out earlier when I first asked you. What was the? I heard the second one where the guy in January promised you not a daily and gave you something different. What was the first one that you said?
It was the company that we had gotten our last that we have our last loan with.
Oh, okay.
Not the original loan, but this last one last year. And I asked him if he had monthly rate, something long-term monthly. And he said, oh, well, let me see. Send me your latest, then let me see what we can get for you. And then he you know, approved us for another daily, and I was like, no, that's not what I asked for.
Who was that?
It was Golden State Funding, but now they have a new name, Coconut something.
Oh, what the? I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, Coconut Funding is new.
Coconut. Oh, that's an interesting name. Okay, and that's the one you had one with, alone with, okay. Okay, so nothing really that recent, like in the last couple weeks or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. All right. And do you currently have a working capital loan out that you're still paying off?
Yeah, we do. We have one with, I don't know who they went with because they're third party, but it was through Golden State Funding.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then do you know your balance with them?
It's going to be roughly around 15,000, not much.
15? Okay. Yeah. You guys are almost done.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so it's, you know, sounds like we can definitely help you out here. You have you have a gross annual sales of, you know, 1.2. You know, based on that, we can give you a range about 100, maybe up to the 150 that you want. We'll shoot for that, and if not, we can at least get you the $100,000.
Okay.
And then our application is actually really easy. I just need the one-page app, signature of a bank statement, most recent tax return. And then when, you don't take credit cards or anything like that, right? Because it's all billed through insurance.
The insurance, yeah. We do take credit card right now. Our processor is Worldpay. And this is how people pay their deductible and their copays.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes they write us a check. But yeah, so we don't have a large volume, but we do take credit cards.
Okay. What percent of your revenue do you think comes from that?
From like the copays and deductibles? I don't know.
Maybe it'll be more than 15? Okay.
That's a wild guess. I'm not looking at any numbers or anything.
Yeah. It's just if it's like too low, I don't want you to, have the hassle of, sending me the merchant statement. But if it's more than, if you're for sure it's more than about 10%, it would help your file. If you would send the last 4 months of the merchant statement over to me, and I can take a look at that.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I can look in the bank statement, so it might be like $100 a month we get through that.
$100?
That doesn't feel like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 10%.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like. Okay, so if it's only like $100 you get from credit card processing, you don't need that then.
Okay.
Yeah, so no merchant statement. Let me just make a note in here. Okay, and then do you only have one bank account for the...
No, I have three.
Okay, I figured there's got to be more than one. It's such a big business.
No, it was...
Complicated one, too, I think.
I think it would be good if it was one, but we started with one. They went to new management, so I went to a credit union, and then they couldn't do payroll, so I went... Mm-hmm. Oh, God!
Oh, man.
I'd like to be able to get it back to at least two, but anyway, we have three right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I just need 6 months of all three of those then.
Okay.
Three banks. Okay. Okay. Cool. Well, I can send this over to you in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, the list of things I'll need, so that way, just in case you forget. And you can either fax it back over to me, email, whichever is easier for you.
Okay.
When do you think you can get them back to me?
I'm trying to, I've got a meeting right now that they were just calling me in on, so I can work on it starting at 11 and get it back to you before noon.
Okay,
11
sounds
time.
Okay, sounds good. And then, we were talking about, the payment structure and all that.
Right.
It sounds like you don't like daily, obviously.
No, I don't, and I don't know what my credit scores and all that will be, but what I'm looking for is not to have a high monthly payment. I'd like a monthly payment, but not too high, and I don't know how, in the advertisement you sent, it said it could be spread out over 3 years, and that would be great.
Yeah, so our terms, it goes from 3 months to 3 years. So my customers are, right there in the middle, like 20 months, 24 months, something like that. The structure of the loan is we have all three options. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. It just depends on, what you qualify for. And obviously, since you said you don't like the daily, I can put in the notes in there that you prefer not to have the daily. But I can't guarantee you 100% that I won't come back with an approval that's a daily. But obviously, if you don't like it, you can always just say no. There's no obligations or anything like that. But I just want to let you know ahead of time that I might not be able to get you something that's not a daily, but I can get you. I can try to get you that, and then you can just look at the options and see what works best for you and what you like.
Okay.
And then,
so the reason, this is the sting from the original, I was 3 months behind in paying my employees, because we weren't getting anything from the insurance companies. That original loan with the daily, when you added it up, it was $12,500 a month.
$12,000?
So, yes.
Oh, wow.
So that's where my sting from the daily comes from, just so you know.
Yeah, I totally understand. How long was that loan for? It sounds like it was like a short-term one.
6 months, yeah, it was.
Oh, wow. 6 months, and then how much was the original loan for?
I think I took out $100,000.
Oh, wow. And you paid it all back in 6 months.
Yeah, whatever 12 plus the interest. Yeah, I don't know. It was 6 to 9. It was less than a year. I know that.
Oh, wow. That's very short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how would you, you know, rate your credit? You get good, bad, or maybe somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit, last I checked, was like 690-something.
Okay. So around the U.S. average, maybe a little higher, so not too bad.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. So, I mean, you know, that's not too bad of a credit. So I would say I can get you something that's like a pretty good program. I'll request for not daily payment, and we can see what we can get you.
Okay, good. I just wanted you to know where the...
I have customers that love daily payments just because at the end of the month, because sometimes, you know, it depends on your business cycle too. At the end of the month, they might have like something big that they have to pay for, and they don't want to do like a monthly payment. And some customers they hate daily payments because, you know, it's like everyday debit. And then sometimes you have less business during certain days, but you're still debiting it out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a hit or miss. Yeah. Okay. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call on my direct line. It'll be there in the email. Give me a call. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Cool. Sounds good. And then if I have any questions, I'll give you a call.
Alrighty. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much for calling back so quickly.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.